You might be surprised to learn that the benefits of friendships extend beyond people's social life and into their work. Which is interesting when considering the extent to which people sacrifice friendships, or at least the time they spend with friends, because of the extended hours they're devoting to work. Just last week, I was remarking to a colleague that I'm content with only one social engagement per week. But according to recent research, that's evidently not enough. In an initial study of more than 700 respondents, scholars from an American university analyzed the impact that friends, as opposed to family, have on self-esteem and well-being. Friends came out substantially on top. That's because to be someone's mate is a voluntary act, unlike family, who people rarely get to choose. The researchers found that when people choose to cultivate and maintain supportive friendships with an individual, it means that the person is valued and worthy of their limited time. Such sentiments of value and worthiness boost our self-esteem. The second study comprised more than 300 participants. It proved that the better we feel about ourselves, the more likely we'll perform our job confidently and competently. This follow-up study found that non-work friends even improve people's job satisfaction. They have as much of an impact on how much they love their jobs as do the friends they have at work, despite not actually being at our place of work. These types of friends tend to be our preferred outlet for venting about work-related matters. This is an avenue that may not be available at the office. So even though friendships can be easy to neglect when confronted by pressures at work, or even pressures at home, neglecting our friends can turn out to be harmful and counterproductive. That's why, when determining how to create a better work-life balance, we need to consider not only how to balance work and family demands, but also how to cultivate and sustain supportive friendships. It's for this reason that managers should never discriminate when it comes to requests from employees for flexible work arrangements. It's irrelevant whether their need for a desired schedule is due to, say, parenting responsibilities or a craving to hang out with a best mate. What matters is the opportunity to engage in a nourishing activity outside of work that will definitely have a follow-on effect at work.